And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We are live at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. This is our very first San Diego County Ford Dealer Live remote for the season. It's a great one, and it's a beautiful morning here. Come on out and join us. We have a great group here already assembled, but you definitely want to get down here because we're giving away a lot of stuff. And we have Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford joining us to tell us all about how to catch fish and how to buy a Ford car or truck, too. And the one and only Dan Ostrowski from Yamaha Outboards, our guy that just knows everything when it comes to Yamaha. So you stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. Better yet, come on down and join us at Encinitas Ford, and we'll be right back on the Mighty 1090. Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Announcing Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event. Now through June 17th. Purchase an eligible select new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and get up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during the Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 17th. See your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer for details or visit YamahaOutboards.com. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
This offer ends June 17th, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, kicking off the Ford Live broadcast. And what a more perfect spot to kick it off than our favorite at Encinitas Ford with the man, Mark Wheeler. It's going to be a fun show today, man.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mark, thanks for having us here, and thanks for once again supporting our annual events here at the San Diego County Ford Dealers. We want to thank the San Diego County Ford Dealers, of course, for all their support of Let's Talk Hookup. Wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Well, we love having you guys here, and it's always fun to support Let's Talk Hookup and the great people that you're associated with, and certainly the sport fishing industry that I'm a part of that I can't get enough of.
Yeah, that's the real deal there. So both Ricky and I have fished with Mark aboard his beautiful boat, and he is truly the definition of a hardcore angler.
Yeah, no doubt about
that. Yeah, you've been all over the place this winter, haven't you?
Yeah, I try and stay calm during the you know, the hookup process, and we've been down to Cabo and over to Puerto Vallarta, up to Mazatlan, which is, by the way, is a great spot, and then up to Puerto Escondido. But I'm not telling anyone about that because no one's there, and it's really nice.
It's really nice. It's good fishing. And let's not forget, you went on the Cast Tours Let's Talk Hookup Panama trip in February.
That was a great experience, too, Pete. I'm so glad you convinced me to go on that, because that is a unique experience, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah, it's a good spot for sure. So Encinitas Ford, man, you guys are just killing it here, right?
It is loaded right now.
It's just such a great time. We've got great product from Ford Motor Company, and I've been at the dealership for 27 years now. And we're just
27
right.
years.
Yeah, yeah. So when I remember when I first met Pete, and he's selling radio, and he says, "Gosh, I got a great idea. I'm going to start a talk show about fishing." I go, "Oh, great!" And now I see what that's blossomed into. And how long is Let's Talk Hookup been going?
It'll be 24 years in September.
Yeah. So we met.
We're catching up with
Ford.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Exactly. I used to work for a station in Carlsbad and used to sell advertising to Encinitas Ford back in the early days, and that's
right.
Where Mark and I first went.
So I was a junior partner, kind of like our buddy Rock Codd.
Yeah, exactly. Now
at Specialman's Landing. And Encinitas Ford's right here. We're on the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. For all the Let's Talk Hookup listeners, I-5 Encinitas Boulevard East, 1.8 miles, or we'll round it off to 2, and you can't miss us. But we're more of a, you know, I've been here 27 years, and I'm here to take care of our customers and make sure that that's what happens every time.
Well, this is the Encinitas Ford difference, is when I refer somebody calls me up and goes, "Oh, man, I want to get one of those new F-150s. Those things are awesome. Do you know anybody?" I said, "I know the right guy."
Yeah.
Mark Wheeler, Encinitas Ford. You can go talk to the owner here at Encinitas Ford, right?
Yeah, and I talk to a lot of people. Well, how many dealerships do you have? I have one. That seems to be enough.
Yeah, you're here.
And I want to make it run as best as it can and to provide the best service to our customers. So by me being here and working 40, 50 hours a week, making sure that everybody else is working, I think it makes a difference. And I invite your listeners to come down and experience that. And whether it's just looking at cars, saying hello to the guys, taking a test drive, whatever it is, we're here to just do that, and if it results in something more than that, hey, that's great. But we just want to promote the dealership, our product, and the way we do business, is which is taking care of our customers.
Now, I think you have our friend Dan Ostrowski from Yamaha Outboards convinced about one of those F-150s, the new 2015 F-150s. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Wait till I don't know if Mark's already put the keys in your hand to go take a test drive on one of those, but
he asked, you know, how much financing I need. first thing this morning.
Put you in one of those. Well, thanks, Dan, for coming down join us today. And a lot going on with Yamaha, too, right?
An awful lot. We're very busy. Busy time of year for us with, you know, products coming out for 15 and all the enhancements we've made, you know, from last year to this year, and the market share that we're gaining. I just got another report about a week ago, you know, and we're just up another couple percent on market share, and it's just beautiful.
It's awesome.
The product is awesome. And
It's kind of like Ford. Once you go Yamaha, you just don't go back.
Well, you know, several people have approached me this morning how they have older models that they just literally start right up and no worries and no thoughts. And they can enjoy fishing and focus on catching fish.
Focus on that. Yeah, no doubt about it. So what is the newest product out there for the saltwater angler?
Saltwater, we've just made more refinements on a lot of our product lineup. We have we expanded our bass engine lineup a little bit with a VF-175, and that's available on the saltwater side, too. That's
175, which is kind of filling a niche there between the 150 and the 200.
Exactly, and you can see a lot of boats that maybe had 150s that could handle a 200 or the twin-engine boats that could handle 350. Some of the older boats, for whatever reason, were rated to 350.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you couldn't put twin 200s on, and maybe twin 115s were slightly under power. So this, you're exactly right. This fills that niche.
Yeah.
That people will need on a repower.
Now, how does that compare with the new four inline 4200? That it's Bob Aronson, our friend from Angler Management, has been running and just saying that these are just amazingly fuel efficient and powerful.
Yeah, those are actually my test engines.
Ah, okay.
I have to part of my job for certification with Yamaha is the EPA requires us to run test engines. And to a certain amount of hours, and we have to pull them off and smog them and
right.
Show them that they stay as clean as we certify them to. And he's one of the guys running that particular family for me. And,
he raised that.
I'll volunteer for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a good program.
It is. I don't get to pick the engines. The federal government does. But it's an audit trail to make sure that we report what accurately.
That thing that Bob said with those motors is what blew me away. He switched from
150s
to 200s, mm-hmm. and said that new 200 is so efficient that even while making more horsepower, obviously he got higher end as far as top end speed, but got better fuel economy with a larger, newer technology motor than he did with the 150, which 150 is probably one of the best fuel-efficient motors that Yamaha's ever made, and he increased his fuel economy with a bigger motor, more horsepower, more everything.
Yeah, it was a sweet spot for that boat. The Scout boat, he's got a beautiful boat. He takes immaculate care of it, and the extra horsepower there just made the right lift. His fuel economy went up, which a lot of people don't think would be a possibility.
Yeah, you put two bigger engines mm-hmm. on, and you get better
yeah.
fuel economy.
Yeah, he did. 20% more horsepower and got better fuel economy.
How about that?
You know, so where else does that happen?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Can you do that on your boat?
Well, actually, in our Ford products, we do. We have higher horsepower engines that get better fuel economy through EcoBoost technology and all kinds of different technologies that Ford's developed to maximize fuel efficiency.
So, like the new 2015 F-150 aluminum body, that is exactly what it does, right?
Well, exactly. There's the EcoBoost technology. We've got 3.5 liter EcoBoost and 2.7 liter EcoBoost that put out 365 and 325 horsepower, respectively.
Jeez.
But they're big, fat, diesel-style torque curves. So the engine's not running high RPM. Compacted graphite blocks. Little things like the alternators that don't charge, they don't turn on until a D-cell if they just need a little bit of bump, electric power steering so you aren't running a pump all the time, and 4,000 other things. So the ratings on the new aluminum-bodied, and I'll get into that a little bit later, but the ratings on the trucks are the highest in its class for full-size pickups.
Wow. And better fuel economy.
Well, yeah, the fuel economy ratings are the best in the class.
Are the best in the class.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, if you get an F-150, one of the new ones, what kind of fuel economy are you looking at?
19 and 26.
No
Come
kidding.
On.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And how much will this truck tow?
They tow up to 11.2, I believe 11.2 in conventional.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So what they did, and if you look at, the latest Shimano reels, they make them lighter and stronger. But the capacity's actually increased because now we've got a truck that you're not towing around all this extra weight, right? It's not like you're putting on three extra coats and trying to run a quarter mile. Is that you've got a lighter, slicker, tighter. You have less mass to accelerate. But what you want is capacity, right? So if it's towing, braking, payload in the back of it. it's all enhanced by going to a lighter, more, you know, I would call it more athletic. It's stronger and better.
Yeah, wow.
And it's a game changer.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The word's just getting out, but the game changer is Ford's got by far. We always had the best truck. Now we have by far the best truck on the market.
Well, and all you have to do is drive one. You did that to me.
That was intentional.
Yeah. And it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is, I've never driven anything like this. It's pretty pretty impressive. So we're live in Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real again, off the I-5. You just take Encinitas Boulevard, come east 1.7 miles?
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, and you'll see us. Where's the best place to park, Mark?
We've got parking in front of the dealership over the shopping center next door, around on the south side in the used car department. We'll find you a place to park.
Yeah,
we got some people to direct traffic.
Come on in. We have the casting contest going full speed now. Ryan's running the casting contest with his new assistant, Tommy P. Dave Dolan's here helping out the cowboy, giving away tonnage of stuff. I mean, Cowboy Steven commented, he said, whoa.
This is it.
You really went out, all out here, and we're giving away a lot of great prizes. All you have to do is show up.
That's
right,
the
Rick?
Beauty of it. Yeah, that's what's so much fun about the live broadcast, especially here at Encinitas Ford. So much fun stuff to give away and fun stuff going on, and we would love to have you join us this morning. Like I said, it's super easy to get here, so come on down to Encinitas Ford. If you want to step up to the microphone, ask a question to Dan, ask a question to Mark, or just tell us a story, have a good time. Some really great prizes, including a brand new pair of Maui Jim World Cup sunglasses, probably the most popular fishing style of Maui Jims that we sell at Fisherman's Landing, a really nice pair of Maui Jims. It's the World Cup and a matte green stripe rubber frame with that great Maui HT lens, a really cool pair of Maui Jims. That's going to one lucky person that steps up to the microphone. In addition to that, Wheeler has sweetened the prize, and Encinitas Ford has given away a second and third prize, so three prizes for everybody that steps up to the microphone. Another opportunity to win a complete Encinitas Ford full car detail, so very cool, second prize there. And then third, a Encinitas Ford fast lube job for your new Ford truck there. So very, very cool opportunity. Again, three prizes to the step up the microphone question, and thanks again to Encinitas Ford for that. Also, the callers, we certainly haven't forgot about you. If you're driving up this way, want to give us a call this morning, we would love to hear from you. Two ways that you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. The first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or toll-free. The toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. You're going to have a chance to win a half-day fishing trip for two aboard the Daily Double. It includes the tackle rental if you need it, and that's all courtesy of our good friends there at Point Loma Sport Fishing. So very cool half-day opportunity. And as Pete mentioned, the casting contest is going on in full swing this morning. People are lining up making their casts, and casting contests have some awesome prizes, too. You're going to have an opportunity to win one of those great AFCO Alejos belts. We're giving away a Shimano Talus rod, a really nice Shimano rod, Rapala Williamson lure kit, and of
it
course...
It also has some,
wax
Shimano
wings.
Wax wings,
nice.
And some Colt snipers from Shimano
too.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Probably a $75 prize pack there. So, and again, with the casting contest, the winner of the casting contest is going to qualify for one of the major eight grand prizes that we've talked so much about. And then in addition to the winner of the casting contest, everybody that shows up to Encinitas Ford today, gets in on all this fun live broadcast, is going to have a chance. You're going to get a ticket to win one of the great grand prize giveaways. Basically, you fill out an entry form and be one of the eight qualifiers to win that Kingfisher Charters trip to Sitka, Alaska. Again, it includes 3 days and four nights lodging, all the meals, all the transfers, and that fantastic Kingfisher Charters fish processing, and a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Sitka. We're going to draw one of the qualifiers at the end of the Today Show, and you definitely need to be present. So again, when you come in, see the cowboy, see Dave, fill out one of the little entry forms. We give away tons of great prizes during the breaks. It's just a fun, free day to come down and have some fun, make a cast, and get in on some good fishing.
You bet. So once again, the two ways to qualify today at all four of our San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remotes, you're going to have two chances. The first way would be to win the casting contest.
Right.
The second for that Kingfisher Charters trip on Alaska Airlines. The second way would be the random draw. You must be present to win at 9 o'clock. To qualify at that. So if you fill one out and you leave and we draw your name, well, too bad. But you could have gone to Kingfisher Charters. But so go see the cowboy, go see Dave. They'll take care of you, get you filled out, and that's a random draw. You don't have to win anything necessarily. We're just going to, you don't have to make a cast or anything like that. You just go out and have a random draw and get a chance to win a trip to Kingfisher Charters. The trip is for one person in 2016 to Kingfisher Charters. Dates to be determined. Round trip airfare for one on Alaska Airlines. A round trip ticket for one on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Sitka, which that alone is worth quite a bit of money.
Right.
And the trip to Sitka, I think $2,400, $2,300, something like that. So it's all total about a $3,000 grand prize for somebody there.
Awesome.
To go to an incredible place, Kingfisher in Sitka, Alaska. And then we've got a whole bunch of other prizes. All eight qualifiers are going to win something pretty special, like the trip on the Blackjack. You got your own charter on the new Blackjack at Dana Landing.
Which is a beautiful boat, a brand new lures, and a really cool opportunity. I know you got Shimano rods and reels.
Got a Trinidad A plus a Talus rod. What's that worth, about $1,000?
I mean, it's up there for sure.
And we've got four of those, and then we'll have Maui Jim sunglasses and AFCO prize packages, the whole thing. So if you're one of the qualifiers, you're going to win something really, really great. So it's worth the drive down here to Encinitas Ford right now. We'll be here till 9 o'clock, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas, and you can check out and test drive. Can we test drive one of those new F-150s when we come on down here?
Without a doubt.
Okay, all right. Just see one of the sales guys.
We've got
here
a bunch of them ready to go. Just come on down. Just check it out, and then you'll just be amazed.
You actually have them in stock now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
it has not been that way, right?
They don't stick around very long, but we just got a shipment in, and they're fabulous vehicles.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, check it out. Mike in Carlsbad is here. Good morning, Mike. Mike in Carlsbad, there he is right there. Go ahead and watch your step there and step up to the mic. Yeah, a little bit of wet soil here, so get Mike up here and get things rolling.
Morning, Mike.
Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford.
Morning. I didn't know I was going to be number one, so.
There you go.
My question for Mark is there any indication, I know you have the EcoBoost, any indication from Ford that they might put a small diesel in a 150?
There's a rumor. We do have a diesel in our new Transit vans.
Okay.
That's a five-cylinder turbo diesel, part of the Power Stroke line, and that may be coming. What we found is, based on cost, operating cost, basically, and the fuel efficiency of the gas motors, it's a hard trade-off. And I'm a diesel guy, right? But it's a hard trade-off. It's hard to justify a diesel in a half ton.
Right.
We have the world's best diesel in our Super Duties, the 6.7 Ford. But we're hoping we get one as an option for our customers.
And would that give you more towing power, you think, or would it be kind of the
well,
same?
Well, if I look, there is one other light-duty diesel out there. I won't name names, but it's a Nash. And the towing capacity on those is less than the gas motors.
Okay.
So, but with Ford, I would imagine that we'll have robust towing regardless of...
regardless of the, what it is.
Gas or diesel, right.
All right, great. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks for coming down.
Hey, Mike, go for a drive.
All right.
You'll be impressed.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. Again, live from Encinitas Ford with Mark Wheeler and Dan Ostrowski from Yamaha Outboards. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookup on the Mighty 1090.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a Shimano Day Saturday, June 13th. The Longfin will have Shimano, PowerPro, and G. Loomis factory representatives on hand to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano One, the latest rods from G. Loomis, and all the new line from PowerPro. PowerPro experts will be on hand as well to teach you the best connections and talk about how to use PowerPro to improve your fishing. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, and there will be special offers available from Shimano, G. Loomis, and PowerPro for this one day only. The day starts off with Pete and Rick doing the Let's Talk Hookup radio show live from the entrance of the Longfin at 7. Plus, you can win great stuff in a big raffle with lots of giveaways. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 13th, starting at 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at longfin.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
I'll talk to guests and I'll say, well, how was it? And they say, well, you can talk and improve the fishing. I said, sure, you know, if I had a switch, I would, but how'd you do it? They'll say, well, we fished 3 days and we released two marlin and we caught four Dorado and a bunch of rooster fish. The fishery is intact. Mother Nature's amazing and fishing's good down there. Tuna showed up, big Dorado, good billfish, a good striped marlin. The fish photo gallery is interesting. We do honestly make an effort to update it daily. So it gives you a real good idea of what's being caught at the ranch. Another interesting thing that we have a real-time camera that points off of the front porch of the hotel. A lot of people come on the website just to take a peek and see what the weather's like at the ranch. RanchoLeonero.com. Anytime, I encourage you to come visit Rancho Leonero. I'm proud of it. It's my home, and I'll make sure that you have a great time. I'll personally take care of you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a perfect day to do this broadcast here at Encinitas Ford. You know, with a little bit of weather that came, I was worried about it, and this is shaping up to be such a cool spot and so centrally located, everybody out there. I mean it, man. Come on down. You should see the amount of prizes that are getting given away during the breaks, and obviously heard about casting contests. Just an awesome day to come down to Encinitas Ford.
And we have a great crowd already assembled here at Encinitas Ford. Come on down, corner Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real. I just put up a photo on Instagram. Check it out. Where we're broadcasting. I put another photo up here of the crowd, which is a real nice crowd here. The very first San Diego County Ford dealer live remote at Encinitas Ford.
Donuts and coffee.
Donuts and coffee, yeah. Donuts, bagels, and coffee, man. There's all kinds of stuff. Free food, along with free prizes and free chance to go to fish in Alaska, too. So Scott Sherman is here. Where's Scott? I saw him around here somewhere. There he is right there. Step up to the mic here, Scott. Nice to see you, Councilman Sherman. Of course, city councilman and from, wait a minute, you're limping there. And, of course, from, now, is Fifth Avenue Insurance covering an injury like that?
No, this is a long-time injury. I'm actually scheduled for a replacement in September.
Oh, a little hip replacement.
Knee.
Oh, a knee replacement. Knee, yeah. All right. Very
football,
good.
Football, martial arts a couple times, jumping out of an airplane once. It takes its toll.
Oh, yeah. Join the metal in the body club like me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy. Question. You know, we had the tournament scheduled for Baja last year that the hurricane came and canceled for us. Is that thing rescheduled? Or are we going to be doing something new this year that I can get in on? Or anybody else get in on?
So are you talking about the Let's Talk Hookup tournament for Palmas de Cortez? We have it rescheduled, and we've sweetened the pot a little bit. $1,000 cash, courtesy of George Weir Asphalt in Escondido, for the largest tuna, Dorado, or Wahoo caught on the trip. So you better join us.
It'll be a big tuna. Big tuna outside, I get.
I think you're right.
What's the timing on that?
It's same timing. It's October. I'm going to have to look at the dates. I believe October 8th, October 8th through 12th.
Awesome, because I want to make sure we definitely go this year, because I was really looking forward to it.
I'm going. I already have my tickets, and the airline tickets are pretty good. You know, the airlines, Alaska Airlines, are taking really good care of customers down there, and so you better get on the list, because I know it's filling up fast. We already have a good
depending
group.
On how I'm doing on knee surgery recovery, we'll let you know.
Yeah, when's the surgery?
Maybe in September. That's going to be a problem.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can come down and have margaritas.
Exactly. Yeah. What?
Gotta there's recover. Always that. There's
recovery,
always that.
Yeah.
I can come down and officiate, right?
Yeah, indeed. All right. What's
recovery margaritas is a thing.
Yeah. I mean, that would make you feel way better. So what's going on in the city council?
Oh, budget time and those kind of things. You know, it's all chargers all the time right now, but we're getting closer to that deadline. We'll see something come out next week and see where we go from there.
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, Ricky just looked it up on our website, hookup1090.com, on our trips page. It's Thursday, October 8th. Through Monday, October 12th.
All right, well,
so you could just delay that surgery about 3 weeks and you could go.
Kind of reading my mind.
There you go.
You know, it's been so long since I've been on the water, I figured I'd show up down here and get some practice cast in because it's been a while since we put a rod in the hand. So.
Time to go fishing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
Sherm.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Sherm.
Thanks. Nice to hear you. See you. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Appreciate that very much. Well, phones are filling up.
You
let's go ahead and jump into it.
Phones are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, the two ways you can reach us again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And why don't we start it off this morning with Toby, who's calling us from Los Angeles. Good morning, Toby. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, my question, my last boat was a 23-foot Key West. I'm going to buy another boat. I'm wondering what type of range you guys are willing to go out past the Clementis as far as size-wise, 21-foot, 23-foot.
Dan, any idea on range? It depends on the boat, right, and the fuel capacity and mileage and which motor you have on. There's a lot of factors, right?
And how brave you are.
How brave you are.
But
well, you could be like Jack, where he goes out by himself out to Clementi all the time.
Right. Yeah, I've done that on small boats and big boats. But the thing is there's a big difference if you look between 21 and 23 foot boats as far as deck layouts, fuel tankage. For whatever reason, that seems to be a major demarcation between styles and deck space availability. So you know, the 23, you probably are going to get a 30-gallon to 50-gallon larger fuel tank, which will help you go range, and it will hold the higher horsepower engines that could be more fuel efficient and needed for, you know, the swells and stuff that you'll encounter out there, and plus your bait tank that you're going to add. You can't think of just the boat. Mm-hmm. Think of everything you're going to add to the boat after you get it. You know, a 60-gallon bait tank or 45-gallon bait tank and T-tops or towers.
Whatever. How fast you're going to run.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Again, how brave are you?
But, yeah.
you know, how much sense you have. But I've gone out there in my old P-26 Cabo when the Navy was telling me to come in. So I was splitting a couple destroyers, and they're waving me off. I had one of my best albacore days, you know. And,
yeah.
I'm going out the other way. And it, you know, care and planning your trip. But I would lean 23 only because you probably will have a larger allowance for horsepower ranges and pricing availability, you know, for your budget.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. My 22 Cortez, I would have no qualms about going 60 miles offshore on that boat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the difference is the 21 Parker that I used to have, you know, kind of pushing it a little bit. There's a big difference between 21 and 23.
You do, and you look at the spacing between the console and the transom, and especially if it's a cutout transom, and you think, okay, I've got to add a 45-gallon bait tank between that distance, and it gets pretty crowded.
Sure.
It's
all
of a sudden, four guys fishing gets squeezed down to two.
Yeah, indeed. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for calling us this morning. Appreciate that. Okay, Dave Dolan is here live at Encinitas Ford. He's helping out the cowboy today with the raffle and the stand-up to the mic questions, and thanks for coming down, Dave.
Okay, got a general question about boat motor maintenance. I've got a Mercury inboard outboard, you know, a trailer of a boat, and every time I get close to salt water, total engine flush out, wash off the trailer, the brakes, I try to do all the right things. On flushing out the engine on any, whether it's a Yamaha, Mercruiser, whatever, I always use salt away, but I've also heard that after salt away, if that attachment, if you run a little automatic transmission fluid through, it will help lubricate the impeller. Any truth to that?
I wouldn't say there's any truth to that. The impeller materials that are used today, the nitrile rubbers that are used in that, don't need to be attacked by some distillate. I mean, I don't know why they would do that, because that could create a chemical reaction between the rubber and the stainless steel plate that's underneath that.
Okay.
When the old pumps were brass and rubber, there would be this, what they called copper sulfuric bonding, that would literally, they'd glue together, and when you'd start up your motor, it'd rip all the impeller blades
right.
off. So I wouldn't interject any chemicals into that, no.
So well, just straight fresh water.
Well, I mean, from a Yamaha perspective, pull one of our impellers after 6 years of use, and they still look new, and they don't have much set in them or anything. That's an unnecessary step.
Okay, so I guess the best thing is just salt away and then use the thing so it doesn't get a set in the impeller from just sitting too long.
Well, use it for sure, but you're doing the right thing by flushing everything, and you're in there looking to make sure that there's no problems that might pop up that you have to take it to a dealer and, you know, have it corrected while it's small.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you.
You're
all
very
right.
Welcome.
Thanks a lot for the call.
How do you
coming
feel?
Down, Dave. And thanks for your help, too, Dave. We sure appreciate all your help that you give for Let's Talk Hookup and going to doing tough duty like going to the Tony Reyes. He just came back from Tony Reyes. He's going to Sitka with Ricky next month. So he's,
that's a tough job.
Yeah,
tough
it's a tough job.
Job.
Yeah,
tough
indeed.
Job.
Hey, question on that. I know Yamahas, like mine, have built-in flush-out hose attachments. I know, Mark, you have a Yamaha on your dinghy there,
right.
The flush-out thing. What's the proper way to flush out the engine?
On the trailer or in the water?
Either way.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those, for the flushing attachment that's on the engine in front that you hook your garden hose up to, no need to run your engine. Okay, just...
Which is the coolest thing.
Plug it in.
Right.
But, you know, screw it in, turn it on, and go. In the water, you just have to tilt it a little bit, but just watch the water flow. We don't really recommend running the engine while you're on that particular... You should use the regular standard lower unit flushette. Although your impeller won't get damaged, you just not, you know, the water's going to be flowing two different directions whenever you fire up the engine. The best flushing will be whenever your engine's the warmest. So your thermostats are open, the water flow is
so rather than let it cool down, flush
right.
it right away.
If you can, as soon as you can flush it coming out of the water, those thermostats are still going to be open and you're going to get the maximum flush.
There you go. All right. I
got a question with that, too. You know, David mentioned using a product like a Salt Away or things like that. Is that a necessary step? Is it a helpful step? Or is the fresh water still, you know, all the motor really needs? And
yeah, internally, you know, our engines are protected. We've got coatings. We've got zincs. A lot of people don't realize there's zinc anodes inside your water channels within your block that are replaceable, and they're there for a reason. And, mostly for in water, however, you know, they don't want to get coated. If you're flushing your engine, you don't need to introduce an additional cleansing item. You really don't. Our blocks drain very well. Flush it 3-4 minutes and it's done. I mean, it's. I used to taste the water to make sure there was no salt. You know, some people still do. You know, the fact that everything drains, there's no reason to coat something in there. And Saltway is a good product, but it's more surface to eliminate surface salts, if you will. But there's no damage being done by introducing that into the system.
It's not a negative, but it's maybe an unnecessary step.
Correct.
For a Yamaha.
Yeah, I mean, if you're consistently flushing your, and I don't care what brand you have, if you're diligent about flushing your engine after each use, just just do it. Just freshwater flush as soon as possible.
There you go.
Okay, let's find out what's going on with the cast man. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours is on the line.
You got it today. This catch report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your processing orders and that great new tuna burger. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing. For more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, and to Mr. Yamaha himself. Hey, Pete, I've been, when I push my motors out, I've been using muriatic acid. Works really good.
And, yeah, but there's no lower end left, is there?
just kidding. Anyway, Pete, the fishing there, you know, if you want marlin, the place to go is Mazatlan. Man, they really got the striped marlin over there big time. I mean, there's, I'd say, an easy 2 to 3 per boat per day average on the striped marlin there. They are catching a few Dorado, but if you want marlin, that's the place to go right now because it's incredible bite. Not to say that the Cabo and East Cape area, there's a lot of striped marlin there. They're just real finicky. Must be a lot of bait in the water. You know, it's hard for them to, it's hard to get them to take a lot of bait or any kind of a trolling lure, but, there's a lot of short biters, but there's a lot of striped marlin there, but once they go on the chew, look out, I think it's going to be an incredible striped marlin. This is the time of year things are starting to happen now up inside the Sea of Cortez. You come around from San Jose, Del Cabo, come around Punta Gordo, go on up into the, that San Luis area, the Hyman Bank, Vinorama, up toward Fraley's. That's gonna just turn on. Now, there are some wahoo there, a couple of good catches of wahoo this past week. Eric Brixton, has got a nice wahoo on his website. I'd say that thing looks like it probably won about 80 pounds. I mean, it's a hell of a nice wahoo for this time of year. And, they're also getting the yellowfin tuna up on those banks up in there. Nothing really big right now, but they have got some 40, 50 pounders. But look, as we get into the summer and that water continues to warm, more schools of tuna are going to be coming in. You're going to start getting the big bulls and female Dorado. This is the time of year they start arriving. So that's going to be, you know, they are catching a few, but still, I'm telling you, this summer is going to be an incredible, incredible time to fish the East Cape La Paz area. And when we were in Loreto a couple of, about 3 weeks ago, for that yellowtail tournament we put on up there, there was a lot of signs of early season Dorado up there. The Sargasso is starting to float. And once you get that Sargasso floating, it's a good place to find the Dorado, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be one heck of a doggone summer. And look for the fall to be really, really good. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, all the way down to Panama and Costa Rica, Brazil for the peacock bass, or great Christmas Island adventure, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And, Pete, I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Okay. Thanks, Castman. Talk to you next week. Very good. And that was a good report.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hey, with that, speaking of Baja, I know we talked to him last week, and he was headed on down there, and that was Captain Mark Gillette from the Eclipse, and he's on the line right now. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. I know last time we talked to you, you were getting ready to leave the studio to go down to Baja, and you said you needed to be home in time to get the boat out fishing this weekend. And you guys make it out?
Yeah, we did. You know, I was just going to call you here about 20 minutes ago, and we actually got a stop on Yellowfin down here. Oh, we got breaking fish here, Adam. Sorry, come on. We're down here about 70 miles right now, and we just had a stop for half a dozen yellowfin. 14 to 20 pounds, and we're seeing a lot of bait life, a lot of bird life, and we really like what we see here. We're really excited about what's going on.
Wow, that's
breaking
great
fish right
news
now.
Yeah,
and,
can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, 70 miles down, so that's well within one day range, right, Mark?
Yes, this is in one day range for sure. You know, there's, you know, we're just kind of getting it figured out here now, and we've got 2 days of fish here, and, yeah, we're optimistic. I mean, it was a nice stop. We had them boiling and, you know, biters on the up and down meter. We don't go very far without seeing bait, and the weather here today is absolutely beautiful. A little bit of a residual swell, but we're working, you know, in all directions here without a problem.
Great news, Mark. That's fantastic. Well, glad to hear that, and it's an early start to the morning, so I'm sure you'll be continuing on them all day, and what a great sign that just right off the bat, and this is virtually the first trip down that area looking for them, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if it's anything new. You know, Adam had a couple of yellowfin a couple weekends ago, but this was a bona fide, like, you know, little school deal, and just the amount of bait that we're seeing here is it's impressive. I haven't seen bait like this offshore in probably a dozen years.
Wow, you got to love it, man. Season has begun, yellowfin tuna, and they're talking about, they're legitimately saying it's a 100% chance of an El Nino this summer. So that means, I mean, I guess that's a good chance,
right? I think
right?
It's happening.
100% is a pretty good chance. So it sounds like it's already starting out there. And if somebody wants to go on a trip on the Eclipse, how do we do that?
Yeah, we got 5 spots open for next weekend on our 2.5-day trip. You guys want to get on board, just go to EclipseSportFishing.com. You can get aboard the boat there. And as well as any of our June trips. Guys, don't, like I said last weekend on the show, don't wait till September. I mean, I'm looking at yellowfin here by 8 o'clock in the morning at 70 miles. And this is a very similar setup as last year, and it's even closer than what we saw in the start of last year. So I think June's going to be good for us here. Let's keep our fingers crossed. And we'll hopefully have a report for you guys tomorrow morning. Thanks for having us on. We'll catch you later.
Thanks, Mark. Great job. Appreciate that. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more stand-up mic questions. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Good morning. It's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up. The water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Hey! Tuna wars are coming, and you can be a part of the battle, and this is your opportunity to fish with the captain, Paul Heber, and Captain Dave Marciano from the hit TV show Wicked Tuna. They will command a battle-hardened group of 24 fishermen aboard competing boats.
Team Hard Merchandise with Captain Dave and 24 shipmates will be aboard the Eclipse, and they're going to compete against Team Wicked Pissa with Captain Paul and his group of 24 aboard the Tribute. The trips are going to depart from Seaforth Landing in San Diego on the evening of June 16th and return on the evening of June 18th. The winning team will be the boat that has the highest combined weight of their three largest tuna.
Currently, there are 10 spots open, 6 on the Tribute to fish with Captain Paul Ebert, 4 on the Eclipse to fish with Captain Dave Marciano. Lots of great giveaways on both boats, and the winning team's going to win a Team Hard Merchandise or Team Wicked Pissa embroidered jacket.
Very cool. The spots are available on either competing boats. They're $1,000 per person and first come, first serve. So pick your team and be ready to do battle.
And again, all the money raised goes to Friends of Rilo to take kids fishing. This is an opportunity to fish with two superstars of fishing aboard the great, or aboard either one of these great boats. And also, I want to remind you, we're having the captain's reception. You can't go on the trip. Come meet the captains and rub elbows with them on Monday night, June 15th at the Bally High Restaurant in Shelter Island. The Bally High will host us there. A great reception from 5 to about 7:30 p.m. hors d'oeuvres, no host bar, and a lot of great prizes and an opportunity to win a trip to go fishing with Captain Paul Hebert and to go fishing with Captain Dave Marciano will be given away at that event. You can buy tickets online for the captain's receptions right now at RolloKids.org, RolloKids.org, or you can email Jim at RolloKids.org. Give him a call if you want a spot on the Tuna Wars trip, 949-285-8819. Check it out. Go for it and come join us at the reception and come join us on the great trips that are going to be going on. All the money, once again, raised is going to go to Friends of Rollo.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live at Encinitas Ford having a great time. The kickoff of the San Diego County Ford Dealers live broadcast, and what a fun morning it has been.
Indeed. You want to come down and win some great prizes, have a chance to drive that new F-150, the 2015. Go see one of Mark's guys,
we
right?
We got them lined up and ready to go.
Ready
just
to go.
Take, jump in one and go.
Take a test drive here and coming down, make a cast, have a chance to win that trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. Roy is here. Good morning, Roy. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. And Roy has been a past winner, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Mammoth a few years ago.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Question. Pete, I haven't seen the future events for these here. I'm trying to make out a work schedule and stuff like that, so trying to see if I can make sure I get these days off. Are they going to be up soon?
Yeah, you know what? I'll get those posted up on our website, hookup1090.com. Last year I had them up on the guest page, so thanks for the reminder. I'll get those back up. The next one after this is going to be at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. It's going to be on 4th of July, most appropriately. So be 4th of July weekend, and the 4th of July is a Saturday this year. So it'll be 4th of July at Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach. So that'll be the next one. And I'll get the rest of them set up. After that, in August, we'll be back at Dana Landing again in Mission Bay. And then the finale is going to be at El Cajon Ford in El Cajon. And that's four of them. That's going to be on Labor Day weekend to close it out. So
awesome.
We'll look forward to having you down there.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Appreciate that. Cliff came all the way down from Lakewood, our good buddy Cliff. Good morning, Cliff.
How you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Hey, Dan, I have an older Yamaha. It's a 2001 200, great motor, two-stroke. I changed the seals last year on the lower unit, and I was wondering how often you have to change those seals out. You just go by the look when you get that brown look and you got to change oil, or... I have never done it. I mean, I've done the seals, and they look great now, and the oil's looking great, but should I be on the lookout for that?
Well, when you service your lower unit, and you're looking at your oil, and you see not water droplets, but, you know, maybe a milky oil, yeah, then you need to change not just your prop shaft seals, but possibly the seals under your water pump. Some people will just change the prop shaft seals thinking, oh, maybe I got fishing line. Our prop spacer in the back does a tremendously good job of protecting the seals for, you know, fish line and small strands of kelp that try to get in there and keeps them out. So our seals are back-to-back seals and obviously pressure in and water out. So... you just have to monitor your oil to look at it. There is no real set parameters as to, unless you overheated your engine. If you, for some reason, picked up some kelp, overheated your engine, obviously that heat radiates down, and you may want to consider resealing at least the bearing carrier at that point.
Because
that's where the exhaust comes out. And
right.
A lot of people forget about that, and they have a lower unit failure after an overheat, and they're wondering what the connection was. And that's
thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks
Cliff,
for coming
thanks
down.
Thanks for coming down.
Good question.
Lakewood. Appreciate that very much. And Rich from Cardiff is here at Encinitas Ford. Rich, are you around? Maybe he's making a cast. Rich from Cardiff.
All right. I think Rich is probably, like you say, making the cast there. But we do have plenty of phone calls. Why don't we jump into the phones
yeah,
and talk to Rudy, who's calling from Carlsbad this morning. Good morning, Rudy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know,
hi, Rudy.
I turn on the TV first thing this morning, and what do I see? I see Rick on a tagging party there in La Jolla, and the guy that named me Bo Tangles, for the alcohol dangle pit, and I've got a few questions, but I'd like to thank the doctor that saved my foot, and Sharp's Hospital for being so good to me here. The first question I've got one question for Mark. Do you have a son that has sandwich places?
I mean, like Barden Brew in Carlsbad and Scripps Ranch and now in Pacific Beach on Mission Boulevard and Garnett? Yes.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Yeah.
I love.
Gotta tell you something. His sandwiches are great. I went into the one in Carlsbad there, you know, off of Oak Street there, and I'll tell you what, his service is good, people are polite. And his sandwiches are great. You know,
thanks, Rudy. He'll love to hear that. Now let's talk about Ford's. I mean, no. Let's
wait a minute. Yeah, we're talk about your kid there with sandwiches too.
That's cool.
No,
yeah,
they've got a great surf sandwich, high quality, all fresh food, fresh bread every day, and called Borden Brew. So they're having a great time.
That's great.
Yeah, they made me a real you know, customer. I love it. Question on the Merc, I mean on the Yamaha, excuse me. I didn't mean to say that one. Now, I have a friend that's got a Parker that has, you know, built-in diesel. Now, how does your outboard compare, you know, to diesels? Do you have better autonomy and all that? I know your maintenance got to be lower. And like if you had let's say a 23-foot Parker or something like that.
An inboard outboard diesel versus an outboard. Dan?
Yeah, you know, it depends, again, how your boat is laden and how you fish the boat. Some people like that weight deeper down into the boat and the ride that it gives them a little deeper into the swell. As far as performance, you know, if you look at fluid dynamics, you know, the wavelength of a boat, how it's pushed is going to be, you're not going to see a tremendous increase if you swap horsepower to horsepower between a stern drive powered on a diesel versus an outboard. However, you'll get quicker acceleration out of an outboard. Maintenance, yeah, could be less. I don't diminish maintenance. I'm a maintenance nut, so I'm probably an over maintain my stuff, but
a big difference would be if you're going to leave the boat in the water, and the advantage with the new outboards, they become more efficient. And like I'll give you an example of my boat. I leave my boat in the water. I've got a 250 Yamaha on there. And Davis makes several models and inboard outboard diesel. The maintenance issues when you leave an inboard outboard in the water are gigantic compared to an outboard, because I can take the entire outboard out of the water. It doesn't sit in salt water, versus the inboard outboard is always sitting in the salt water. So you have giant maintenance issues when it comes to that, right, Dan?
Yeah, and you know, you got to take extra protections to, you know, when you're in that application. If you're on the trailer, it's not as critical, but yes,
right.
In the water, you know, you got to make sure you use the right type of bottom paint on that. You know, it used to be tributyl tin, but I think they've outlawed that too.
Yeah.
So whatever the latest and greatest is that the EPA will allow you to put on there, not necessarily is going to be the same thing as the bottom paint that's on your boat. So your zincs also, if you have a cleaning service, you got to have your diver look at the zincs.
Right.
You know, and there's various zincs on the engines and transoms of both stern drives and outboards that are not the same. So,
yeah. But I have a diver that works on my boat, and he changes the zincs on the trim tabs, and that's all. That's all he needs to do.
Well, I know it was very little time ago that when you were looking for the ultimate small boat, that was always the thing. Oh, man, that boat comes with a small diesel, and that was the thing, because fuel economy and reliability and safety were all the reasons you got a diesel. And now the switch is completely flipped. I mean, the cool boat now is what used to be a diesel boat with an outboard on it. And like your Davis is the perfect example.
Like a bracket-mounted outboard.
That was always the coolest thing about that boat, is it came with a diesel, and they were so reliable, and you got such good fuel economy. Now you take that same boat, put an outboard on it, and it has better fuel economy than it had before, and there is nothing more reliable than a Yamaha outboard. I mean,
and it's quieter. You don't have the diesel tick that you got with a with those versus an outboard, and slightly smoother operation. Again, I'm not knocking the diesel.
It, sure.
You know, there's various reasons for people wanting diesel, fear of gasoline, whatever. You know, or availability, or they have diesel trucks and they want to have diesel powered boats.
You bet. Hey, Rudy, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, another full hour. We got a catch report. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, this is Rick Jensen with the Sport Fishing Financial Group. It was really great meeting many of you at the Fred Hall shows and Day at the Docks. We're finding that the sport fishing community likes the plan to move our offices offshore, and we're already getting out on the water. Come join us and learn how I can add value to your personal investment portfolio or business retirement plan. Or if you own a business and don't have a retirement plan, let's get one started. I invite you to come aboard and become the newest member of the Sport Fishing Financial Group. Give us a call at 949-481-1807 or visit us on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
Cedro's Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedro's Island. Cedro's Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedro's Tackle's own brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home, yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedro's Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedro's Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedro's Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedro's Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedro's Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at cedrostackle.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XERRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, here, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There is a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.